The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Linda De Courcy, Independent Ireland Councillor with South Dublin County Council. Good afternoon.
Hi, Shane. How are you?
I'm good. Why are you opposed to a major rezoning plan for more than 7,000 potential new homes in South and West Dublin?
Well, there's 16 specific areas up for kind of more of an immediate rezoning, and then there's other areas that are kind of included in the strategic long-term plan. So there are various reasons. The one I'm most opposed to is the one in City West, as I've been contacted by over 300 people who live in the area who've asked me, and all other councillors as well, to oppose the rezoning. It's a former golf course.
Right. Not in my backyard.
Well, I think, like, if you look at, like, the development that's happened in the City West Saggart area, like, there's been over 3,000 homes built in the last 10 years. There's another 1,250 that have just gone in an estate called Parklands. Another 611 have just been approved in Boherboy, which is actually a floodplain. And then there's another 238 that are just coming online in Swiftbank. So, like, it's not like it's a case of, you know, like, not in my backyard. This area, I don't know if you've ever driven around the City West residential area,
yeah,
like 10 years ago and today, like, you wouldn't recognize it. It's like a totally different planet. So Saggart, with obviously the sale of the hotel to the state last year, turning it into a permanent iPass centre, has been a traumatic experience for a significant number of residents of the area. They feel like they've been ignored and let down by the government on many counts, and now they feel like they're the only kind of green plot of land. Like, there's no park in Saggart. There's a park in Rathcoole, but there's no park in Saggart. They don't have a play space for children. You know, like, they don't have green space, and what they would love is for that former golf course to be made into a proper, you know, green space with park, like, with play areas, with you know, football pitches or whatever. So, but not turned into.
Can you not do that and build, like, we have to build 300,000 homes between now and the end of the decade. Like, where are we going to build them?
I have no idea. 300,000 is a very big number. I mean, to be honest, I think, like, the government is obviously not able to build houses at the scale it says it's building houses. I mean, it lied about it before the general election last time, I believe, by about 10,000 homes. So I think a lot of this, like, all councils have been asked to increase the area of land available.
Well, sorry, I'm just going to pull you up. They certainly got it wrong, got their figures wrong. I'm going to pull you up on the word use of the word lie. The figures were definitely inaccurate when they came out. The figures were lower than they said, definitely.
Yes, the government, who is responsible for this, got their figures wrong. Apologies. Yes, don't know how they did that. But anyway, but look, I mean, I think it's not like there's not a massive amount of housing going in the area. And anybody you talk to in an area that's had a massive number of houses built in the last 5, 6, 7 years, it's just like, we need breathing space. They don't have enough schools. The Lewis is at capacity, and the Red Line, which starts, you know, in Saggart, just outside the entrance of City West. Like, it's literally at capacity first thing in the morning to last thing at night. There are no buses. There's no creches. Like, you know, there aren't
enough
medical facilities.
But the planning law has changed, though. And we do have to point that out. You will not get planning permissions. One thing, rezoning the houses, you won't get planning permission for developments now unless you show where the key infrastructure is going to be put in place, like water, energy, transport, schools, creches.
You can show all these things. Like, for example, Newcastle, which is a village in my electoral area, like, they were supposed to get a secondary school. It had been zoned. It had been, the land was owned by the Department of Education. And they said, oh, look, we're not going to build a secondary school. So the government can say they have all these things in place. And unfortunately, the council doesn't have the power to tell a department, you actually have to put a school here. So, yes, the government can say, no, yeah, if we zone this land, we're definitely going to put the infrastructure.
We should say it's not the government saying that. It's actually South Dublin County Council that's saying it.
Well, South Dublin County Council has been instructed by the state to make more land available for rezoning, as has every other council in the country. So they're kind of doing what the state is asking them to do, to make more land available for building. But the point is, like, So South Dublin are doing that, as is every other council, as I understand. But the state, the Department of Education, the different departments, the Department of Transport, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, they are not putting the infrastructure in place ahead of the building.
Which that never happened. It follows. You're not going to build a school where there's no houses. Like the houses, you have to get planning permission first. You have to zone it first.
No, we do, but we already have too many houses for the number. We don't have enough school places for children. We don't have enough public transport already in these areas. That's what I'm saying. So all these houses have been built, but the infrastructure has not followed suit. There is a HSE community facility going in. The building has started, again, on the grounds of the former City West Hotel, but that's not completed yet. We're not sure when it'll be completed. Like, you know, hospitals, in all fairness, aren't exactly built quickly in this country.
Okay. Final question. I take the point you make, and planning is really important. And we have to do these things properly. But is there a danger people are pulling up the ladder behind them? We've got a house here. We don't want anyone else getting a house here. We don't want other houses being built.
Again, there might be parts of the city and the country where that is the case, but that is definitely not the case in the Sagart, City West, Rathcoole area. Again, if you drive through it and you see all the houses that's gone up, it's basically just a case of, like, we don't have any facilities. We don't have anywhere for teenagers to go. We don't have any creches. There's no room at the inn for anybody to get on a bus, or like there's no infrastructure, you know. So they've already, you know, moved into these areas that they were promised all these things. The things that have been promised have not materialized. And so I think all people are saying is, like, okay, can we just get the infrastructure in place, give us a few years to breathe and sort of settle, and then maybe put
We don't
some
have
more
a few years, in. Linda, that's the problem. We don't have a few years. There's people crying out for housing.
Well, in all fairness, that's a lot of the government's problem, because they're not doing their job getting the infrastructure in place.
But it's some of the problem that people keep objecting to housing developments.
But another thing is, which is very much in the news recently, is, like, you know, in Parklands, in Seven Mills, like, where, and all these, like, even Storgan Shopping Centre has had to start introducing pay and display for its car park, because the apartments that have been built next door to it, they don't have enough car parking spaces. So all these new housing developments that are being put in, where there isn't the transport infrastructure, and they're not putting enough car park spaces in, so then you have this added stress of people buying a home or buying an apartment or renting an apartment, and they've nowhere to park their car. So
all right,
there has to be more joined up thinking.
Linda De Courcy, Independent Ireland Councillor with South Dublin County Council, thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman, with Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.